Robert Hobbs joins me on the line now. Robert, how are you? You all right?
Yes, fine, thank you very much. I spoke sailing today. It was a bit windy.
It was. I was going to say, a bit gusty out there, Robert, wasn't it? But the weather wasn't too bad in the end, was it, during daylight hours? But
got away with it in the morning and it started raining as we were packing up.
Yeah, so you've had a good day sailing. I mean, is it therapeutic? Is that why you do it?
It does you good mentally and physically, walking up and down the lake. It gives you good exercise. It's clean, fresh air, and you don't do any harm to anybody.
No. Is it boys and their toys?
Yeah, it's boys and their toys, yeah, without a doubt. Some people build their own yachts, which gives them an extension to the hobby. Some people just sail them. But it's very, very good, and I've been doing it for just over 30 years.
Wow, so you must love doing it.
I love it.
Absolutely love it. I'm guessing it can be quite competitive.
It's very competitive. We race to the same rules as the full-size yachts. We're part of the Model Yachting Association of Great Britain, which is also controlled by the Royal Yachting Association. So it's a proper defined sport. The boats are properly measured, they're certified, and it's down to you on the day.
Wow. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, this particular club now has been going over 100 years too, hasn't it? Is this
it
one
is.
Of the oldest?
It's 110th year this year.
Wow.
And there's been sailing on the lakes there, or the Cockle Pond, this is the third century. They were in the 1880s, people were sailing models there.
So there's always been something there on Cockle Pond, which is down by Walpole Park, we should say, for listening outside
yes.
of Gosport. Yeah, yeah, on South Street there. So, and it's a great setting too, because you get swans turn up too.
The swans, they've basically left us. We used to have a lot of swans on the slightly smaller pond.
Yeah.
With an awful lot of debris from their sort of feeding habits.
Right.
But they seem to have moved on. We haven't seen them for a while.
Oh, OK. Perhaps all over here at Canoe Lake. There seems to be hundreds over on this side of the harbour in South Sea.
Or up the road at Titchfield.
Yeah.
At the nature reserve.
Yeah. You've been snubbed.
Yeah, probably.
but a great setting nevertheless as well.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And you race against all different clubs, I'm guessing, all over the country as well?
We have national events there.
Yeah.
We also have people who travel to sail at other events. This coming year, we've got a national championship for the Dragon Force 65 yachts in April. We've got the multi-hulls, which is like a catamaran sailing in April, a national event there. The Vintage Model Yacht Club are turning up on May and August bank holiday. And in September, we've got the Radio A Class Championship, part of the Pratt Touring Trophy around the United Kingdom.
It's quite a full programme then, Robert, isn't it?
Well, we've got over 200 members. And we've got, in the club, we have over 400 scheduled racing events in our calendar.
Wow.
We sail every day of the week, mornings, sometimes all day, and sometimes in the evening. We're the biggest model yacht club in the UK.
Yeah, it must be. Is it because of where you are, where it is in Gosport, where it's situated?
I think, well, basically the history is there. And
yes.
We have a very nice lake, which we work in conjunction with the council and English Nature, and we control it and we work at it. It's a very good facility. Of course, we also have our own private clubhouse, which is another big thing that was built as part of the Heritage Lottery Fund in 2000.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we've got tremendous facilities, but the reason the club grows is because we're interested in our members and we put on sailing that people want and people come to join us.
And we're talking all ages too, aren't we, Robert? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. We've got some very young grandchildren. One of the families has got four generations sailing in different classes. And so it grows like that. And so it's... you can have people down there of 15 and you can have people down there of 80.
So right across the ages, all different spectrums. So fantastic,
yeah.
For everyone to get involved with. And is it just a male sport?
No, we've got ladies. And the year before last, our Commodore was a lady. And so there are ladies sailing in most of the classes. There's ladies, the classes we sail, 1 metres, Radio A class, Vane A class, Vane 36s, multi hulls, Dragon Force 65s, Dragon Force 95s, RC lasers, And there are ladies sailing in all of them.
So it really is for everyone to get involved with, isn't it?
It's quite a family sport, especially the vane sailing. That's traditionally from sort of grandchildren right through to grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just very good.
And is it the social aspect too? Because you mentioned you've got a nice social club, you know, a nice sort of hut there and what have you. Is that part of all this? Is it why it's so popular?
Some people come to talk and watch and listen, and some people want to come and sail. And it is part of the club, but we don't sort of run lots of social events because the main programme is to get people on the water sailing.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
But it works, and we have a nice clubhouse with a boat storage area and our own toilet. And on top of us is the Compass Point restaurant and caff.
Always a caff involved, Robert.
Oh, beautiful, yeah. We don't even have to muck around with our own tea anymore.
Oh, fab. You got it all sussed.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. And that's at the top, isn't it, if I remember rightly?
Yes.
There's like a little walkway is at the top there. But
that's right, yeah. You can sit up. If you don't want to sail, you could come down and sit down there on the balcony, have a cup of coffee and watch the boats. It's a tremendous position to see them from because you're elevated.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. When are you open? When can people come down and see you?
We must start racing most days at 10 o'clock, but they're almost there's something going on every day, certainly in the mornings and sometimes all day and in the afternoons. And just come along. If they want to have a go, ask for one of the committee members or one of the class captains, and I'm sure they will be able to arrange to give you a sail of the boats that we're sailing at the day.
You don't have to have your own boat, though, do you?
No, you don't have to have your own boat. We've got one or two loan boats there, especially in the RC Laser class. And certainly if people have got their own boat and they want to come along and see what the club's like, they can have one or two days sailing with us before they have to join or they don't like us. But our membership is growing all the time.
That's good stuff, isn't it? Particularly, some organisations sort of start waning a bit, but, I mean, for over 200 members, Robert, I mean, it says it already, doesn't it?
Well, most of the clubs in the United Kingdom are probably ranging between 12 and 20 members.
Yeah.
And we have, I say, 200.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it's because we provide what people want.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And we've got people down there. One chap I was sailing with today, he used to be an American Cup skipper. I mean, we've got all sorts of levels of ability down there as well.
Yeah, it just goes to show, doesn't it? Brilliant stuff.
Yeah, because what happens is the older people who've been sailing dinghies or big boats, as they've got slightly older and don't want to stress themselves so much, they've been taking up radio sailing and they just can't get enough of it.
That's it, they're hooked. It's like a bug, isn't it? I'm guessing. Once you're hooked and you've got the bug for it, that's it.
We used to say in the early days when we were trying to build up the membership, we used to call it sandbagging. If you stopped and showed interest, we gave you a transmission and said, yeah, have a go with that one.
Ah, I see what you did there, yeah.
And then we also wrote to them to say that we were interested in them. And I think that's one of the biggest thing, that you have to show interest in your potential members.
Yeah.
And that's how it developed.
Yeah, fantastic. If people want to find out more information about the club, how can they do that?
The website is gosportmybc.club. We've got a tremendous website with lots and lots of information, results, details of boats, boats for sale, what the sailing programme is and what events is on which day. It's all there on the website.
Fantastic. Robert Hobbs, a pleasure to talk to you, sir. All right, and good luck for the season. I hope it all goes well, and perhaps we can catch up with you again perhaps later on in the year, see how you do.
That's nice, and it's nice of you to showcase our club. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Just glad for the support.
A pleasure. All right, Robert, you take care. Regards to everyone there. All right. Cheers for talking. Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Robert Hobbs there from Gosport Model Yacht Club. And you can find out all information about that, as Robert said there, at gosportmybc.club. You can find out information of how you can get involved and give it a go.